This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Robots. They can help build cars. They can vacuum your floor. They can do all manner of things. But you, that is, we people, have to know how to use them first. We have to learn how to program them. Where do you go to learn things? Well, you go to school, of course, or you go to your local library. Mark Herz took a swing by the public library in Westport, Connecticut.
Nah, you can't check them out. Sorry. But Nancy and Vincent are available for in-house use, and they can do some pretty cool stuff. They've got 24 points of movement. Knees, hips, elbows, shoulders, ankles, necks, you name it. They've got cameras and microphones in their heads. They walk, they talk, they do Tai Chi.
So they're totally in sync. They're playing their own music. Wow, balancing on one foot, leaning way over, really smooth and graceful.
And they gesture a lot when they talk. Here's Vincent.
I use my hands above all to express my emotions.
Okay, so they're really cool and engaging toys with kind of Buzz Lightyear-ish bodies standing 2 feet tall. And even though they sound intelligent and responsive, they really only can respond to and do stuff that someone programs them to do. And that's why they're here.
There's an 8 to 80-year-old approach to things.
That's Alex Giannini. He's the manager of digital experience at Westport Library.
Where anyone at any age, at any level, can come in and learn how to program these guys.
Giannini says patrons will be able to use the coding language Python and have the robots do all kinds of things, like read stories to kids, dance, do a sales pitch, or...
We're thinking about doing robot poetry slams because they gesticulate like we do.
Maxine Blyweiss is the library director. She says good libraries have always been on the cutting edge. Blyweiss says in the 80s, libraries were the place where most people put their hands on a computer for the first time.
Fast forward 3 years ago, we put 3D printers in our library. So with robotics. We believe robotics is the next disruptive technology that people need to know about.
Well, if you fast forward enough, could robots disrupt the need for a librarian? Blyweiss says no.
Librarian as curator of information has never been needed as much as it is now because there's so much information out there.
Yeah, you want to keep those librarians on the cutting edge and keep them curating because information overload, right?
Vincent?
But everybody is a little crazy.
In Westport, Connecticut, I'm Mark Herz for Marketplace.